Hello, I'm Matthew Casey, and on this episode, I'm focusing on chasing dreams. And really, that's a big, important thing for me, because for me, I'm chasing my dream to be here at Seneca College, and in this field, this is something I've always wanted to do. I come from Moncton, New Brunswick, and I know an aspiring musician there, whose name is Roy LeBlanc. He lives his dream. He sings country western music, which is not everyone's taste, but I enjoy that type of music. But the point is that he actually goes out there and he chases his dream. And I got him on the phone earlier today, and from Moncton, New Brunswick, I kind of talked to him a little bit about what he does, and hopefully maybe someone can take something from it. Please enjoy.
I play music, my wife and I, and we both enjoy it. We do it on weekends. And I got a passion for all sorts of music, but I guess my favorite kind of music would be country music. I enjoy like a Heroes or Idols, if you want to call it, would be like I like George Jones, Merle Haggard, all the old greats, and I kind of patterned my own career from them, I guess, if, so to speak.
So right now you play kind of in some in bars, do you, right now, kind of? Like, what's your venues that you play right now?
We, like in Legions, we play at the Legions, and there's a club in Moncton called JR's Lounge, and we play at the Colonial Inn, just about three or four places we play in, and again, we enjoy it, and we enjoy the response we get, you know. People like what you're doing, I guess. It makes it all the more fun, you know.
And how long have you been performing now?
We've been at this, Matt, for the last 14 years. 14 years, and I guess, I don't know, we must be doing something right, eh?
14 years ago, you first, maybe it wasn't the first time you started performing, but you started performing. What was it like the very first time that you got up in front of an audience and you...
Scared
you
to death. Scared to death, Matt. I still get scared. Every performer will tell you that they always get the jitters, you know, butterflies before coming on stage, because, you know, you don't know how you're going to be received. And, you know, every performer will tell you also, you know, you have to play the crowd. You have to know the crowd that you're going to, that's come to see you, read the crowd, we'll say.
What words of advice would you have to say to anyone out there who might be either an aspiring musician or maybe someone who's just looking to chase a dream? Do you have any words of advice or wisdom that you can say that maybe helped you?
I have a passion to do anything in life. You kind of, you know, stay with the dream, stay and follow that, you know, and like I said, never give up. So yeah, Matt, you never give up.
I just want to say thank you very much for your time. It was great to speak with you again.
You're very welcome.
Thanks a lot. And if you'd like to check out any of Roy's songs, I will be posting them to this website within the next couple of days, so you'll definitely get to hear them if you'd like. And once again, I just want to say thank you very much, Roy. I wish we had more time to carry on a longer interview, but thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for listening.